Blog Talk Radio.
You're sucking off the subconscious mind. Yeah, so while you've got all of this noise going on inside your head, your subconscious mind has no airtime, as we've covered before. So what happens is your subconscious mind comes to you in the times when you haven't got as much noise going on. Now that time is first thing in the morning. The easiest time is first thing in the morning, because what happens is as you're waking up, so you're coming from a deep sleep to being awake, and that period in between there, you know, it's about 45 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever, you reverse. Right? The point is, as you're going through that period, you have access to your subconscious mind, and all you've got to do is have either ask the question then, or ask the question the night before, and you'll have the answer then. Here's the problem, mate. If you're using an alarm clock, it's gone. You don't have access to it because you've woken from a deep sleep to awake. That's it. You've got no subconscious period. So you're cutting off access to those valuable minutes of the day when you have absolute access to your subconscious mind. So by having your alarm clock, you're effectively killing your subconscious mind's access to your mind to provide you with the solutions you need. So you may want to reconsider this alarm clock thing. I mean, I haven't used an alarm clock for years because I found this out years ago that it's far easier for me to get the answer to what I want if I just wake up in the morning as and when I want to wake up. Now, I know you think, oh, I can't wake up because I need an alarm clock. No, you've just become used to an alarm clock. You can train your mind. You can tell your mind when you want to wake up. When you're in control of your thoughts, you can decide, I'm going to wake up then. And that's it, you'll wake up. Now, don't get me wrong, you'll make mistakes about over time, but you can do. You know, I'm a morning person, so it's easier for me, sort of thing. But you can do it for any time. You know, it's easy when you try. However, let's say that you're not going to do that straight away because you've got jobs to go to and you need to be at a certain place at certain times. And the thing is, it's a case of at the moment, you wake up in the morning and you'll be there, oh, I've got to get out of bed. Oh, oh. Right. Remember what I said about no thought, stand still, right? What's that thought saying to you? That thought's hurting you, isn't it? So it's a case of you've got to get rid of that thought. It's a case of when you wake up in the morning, it's a case of, all right, it's the morning now, right? Cool, another day. The problem is if you're dreading where you're going, that's all tracking back. And so you're destroying your success right from the start. So you've got to analyse your thoughts and you've got to think to yourself, well, me thinking I'm a bear with a sore head in the morning, or me being a bear with a sore head in the morning, is not helping my success. So therefore you change. As you change this, you'll change as a person as well, because it's a case that you'll be much more in tune, you'll be much more alive, much more awake, and that sort of thing, because you'll find this stuff gets easier the more you do it. At the moment, it's probably getting sounding like, oh, I can't do that, or something like that. Yes, you can. You just haven't done it yet. You know, it's a case of if one person can do it, another one can as well. So you haven't done it yet. So that's the first one, right? That's where you get access at the best to your subconscious mind. If you have a question, let's say you have a problem, you know, a particular problem in your life, and you have to remain detached, right? So it's a case of you can't want the solution. Now, it's a bit difficult, I know, but you've got to look at it and go, right, okay, well, I need the answer to this problem. It's not even me. Take it back from that. Can you give me the answer to this problem? Right? Here's the problem. I require a solution. Right? And you ask that to yourself last thing at night. So just as you're sitting down, I don't know, you fall asleep or anything like that. So just as you're falling asleep, you remember to ask yourself, oh yes, I need the solution. I require the solution to this particular problem. And the subconscious mind will then tick away on it. It might not give it to you in the next morning, right? I found that it always does. But it, some people, it takes a few weeks, you know, because they're not very tuned to their subconscious mind. I can usually, I don't require any solutions, but if I do, I know how to access them straight away. Because, if you know, as you get better with no mind coming back in, you can tap into this at any time. But when you're starting out to acquire the skill, when you're warming up, sort of thing, you're training to get into real practice, the simplest solution is first thing in the morning, and you can access your subconscious mind that way. So what happens is you ask the question late at night, fall asleep, really tired, it's the last thing that's on your mind, so that's now ticking away in the back of your mind. And your subconscious mind, which is so much more powerful than your conscious mind, there's different estimates, but it's all just garbage, really, you know, let's say it's well over 90% of your brain is subconscious, and 10% that you know about is conscious. So So, you know, that's some very, very rough figures, and it's probably a lot higher than that. In other words, you know, probably 1% you know about and 99% is subconscious. So we're talking about the real power you've got, you can't access. So this gives you access to it just by getting rid of your alarm clock and allowing yourself to wake up slowly. Wake up, you don't have to wake out of bed and spring and, oh, jolly, jolly, this and that sort of thing. All you've got to do is just wake up and just not be annoyed. Just be you. Just be... cool. You go. What am I going to do today? Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. Great. And it's a case of... but as you're waking up, you just ask that question. And it just... you just... oh, yes. Oh, yes, I required the solution for this problem. Oh, there it is. And you'll have it like that. Right? Just like that. It's amazing. When you do this... I mean, you've had it before. You've had these inspiration moments. I'm not teaching you anything you don't know here. I'm just showing you how to access them on purpose rather than by accident. You know? Because it's a case of people like to think, well, you know, I should be able to get successful, you know, maybe I'll be one of those people. And we like to think, well, maybe there's 10 in 100 get successful and that sort of thing. And the odds are nowhere near that now. Nowhere near it. You know, to even have, to be one in that 700 and, that one in 714, you know, there's just no, there's no real power network there. I mean, most of the money would be taken up in equity and a property or something like that. So you have no big lumps of cash that you'd be able to go and do things with, you'd be being cautious and that sort of thing, protecting your position, right? That's not success, right? That's like bare minimum, right? That's like surviving, right? To be a success, it's a case of if you want to live an abundant life. And if you haven't, to live an abundant life, you've got to know that abundance exists, and it's got to form part of you. Abundance in everybody else as well. You can't look at a rich person and go, oh, lucky gift, and that sort of thing. Well, you know, you're not going to be, so your mind sees that person as a bad thing, yet you want to become one of them. No. You're going to look at that person and go, God, that's cool, you know. Okay, what can I learn from that person to help me get to there? Right? So any time you're looking at it and you're judging that person and thinking, no, I don't like this guy. You know, it's okay, you're not going to, you know, you might not like him as a person, but you've got to respect what he can do. You know, if you've got to take a step back from it and look at it and think, is this thought helping me? Lucky git. No, it's not helping me. Oh, cool, that's pretty good. How can it help me? Is that thought helping you? Yes, it is. Each thought, evaluate each thought, and that will get you to your success. You know, because all your success is built here. Yeah? It's built inside your mind. So all you have to do is remove the bits that damage it, remove the doubts, remove the bits of rubbish and junk that other people would have installed into your mind and or you allowed to be installed into your mind, and get rid of them all. You know, they're not necessary. They're not useful. As a successful person, I have a natural desire, a natural instinct for success. You once had this too. When you were a little child and that sort of thing, before the world polluted your mind, you know, a great description, I heard, a guy told me on an interview the other day, a good friend told me, and he said, you know, your mind is like a pot of white paint, right? And basically, he heard it from somewhere as well, and he says, as you go through life, people drop more and more bits of brown paint and dirt in it and that sort of thing, and it gets more and more cloudy and murky, and ends up as a pot of brown paint, right? And your mind used to be clear. And I said to him, I said, well, here's the problem. Everybody on earth thinks that they've still got a pot of white paint. And you haven't. You've got a mess going on up there. So what's got to happen is you've got to clean the white paint out. Now, I, as a successful person, I have this natural instinct for success. It's like a burning desire, right? I can't describe it any other way than that. It's like, yeah, I've got to do that. I've got to do that. It's like a gravitational pull, right? That I'd like to choose failure. No, you're not allowed to do that. You've got to go for success, right? I'd like to sit still. No, I'd like to be afraid. No, you can't do any of that because I'm being pulled that way. I can't, you know, just do me, right? You haven't got that because you've got this garbage program going on, right? And it's a case of what you've got to do, because you haven't got that, you have to cultivate that pull for success. You have to cultivate your desire for success. And the problem is your conscious mind doesn't want you to cultivate that desire for success, right? Because your conscious mind want things to stay the same. They fit this way, they go into that box, and it doesn't want you to move forward. But if you want success, you've got to get into the abundant mindset. You've got to go and experience it. You've got to get to the point of knowing, and I mean knowing, that you're going to be successful. Where it's a case of you cannot not see your life turning out without being a success. And when you've got to that point of knowing that it's going to be successful, you've now cultivated your desire, and now you'll feel it. You'll just feel it, and it will be like a gravitational pull with a burning desire. I've got to be successful, right? And you're just going to go and do it. You've got to go and do it, because it's a case of you've cultivated that desire for success. If you haven't got it naturally, right, which you almost certainly haven't, it was in you. You did have it. It's like you had it when it was like, I've got to walk, right? Because you walk, fall down, right? Eventually, walk, fall down, right? It's a case of you had that desire then. So all I want you to do is I want you to pull off the garbage, pull off the bad programming. That's what creating a bug-free mind is all about. Pulling off all the garbage so you can get back to a point where it's a case of you've had that natural desire again. You had that natural gravitational pull to pull you off of your hands and knees and get you standing upright. Yeah? That's success, right? That desire to be successful, that desire, that absolute gravitational pull that sucks you forward is what you're after to create. And it's created in your mind. You have to do it from your mind. Okay, that's it. That's how you become. You do that, and effectively you become an unstoppable force. You know, you see somebody trying to get in my way. It's like, yeah, okay, right, I'm in my way. Okay, I'm around them, right? Oh, there's 10 of them. All sound away, right? I'm an unstoppable force because I have a burning desire that means I have to go through. I have to get around. Yeah? But because you haven't got this cultivated burning desire yet, you're like, I've got this burning desire. Oh, no, I haven't really got a burning desire. Obstacle. Awesome, telling. Keep going. You've got to cultivate that. And that's why, you know, I put the membership site together, because it's a case of putting a lot of people, you know, this the association thing. Excuse me a second. Excuse my voice. You know how police officers say, I don't like putting a young criminal with an old criminal, because the old criminal teaches the young criminal how to become a better criminal, right? It's an association thing. And the same is true of success, right? You know, it's a case of, I'm a success, I've been a success, I'll be a massive success again, and that sort of thing. I associate with, got lots of friends of successful people and that sort of thing. It's a case of I'm surrounded by successful people. I've got a membership site of lots of people that are endeavouring to become successful people. They're doing things, they're all nurturing each other to become success. Become a success. You're surrounding yourself with success. Yeah? Now, let's say you surrounded yourself with poverty. What's likely to happen? Right? But if you surround yourself with success, then what's likely to happen next? This isn't rocket science. This isn't, you know, something that